Hello and welcome to the wrestling podcast, where we're wrestling but without the E. But don't get it wrong, we're not anti-E, we're simply pro-wrestling. My name is Gareth and my co-host is Liam, who will be joining me for the interview portion of the show. This week we're talking to Singapore's first female wrestler, Alexis Friggin Lee. Alexis has been wrestling since 2013 and has made quite a name for herself in the Southeast Asian scene. She's an absolute treat to talk to, and I think you'll really enjoy our chat. So without further ado, take it away, Liam.
All right, friends, as advertised, we are back and we're joined by Alexis Friggin Lee from Late Night in Singapore. How are you doing, Alexis? Thanks so much for joining us.
So good. Not drunk enough, but good.
How drunk is not drunk enough? That's the question.
Need a lot more stout and a lot less noise. Mm-hmm. Damn, I bet that was noisy.
Is it sort of the dark beers that are your go-to?
Oh, I love stout. Yeah. I don't know why. Like in Singapore, it's commonly referred to as like the uncle's drink. Like an old person's drink. I don't know why. Like that shit is good.
Oh, it's so good. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, but yeah, people just associate it to like uncles. Mm-hmm. Like you got to be old to appreciate it.
Amazing.
Is that because you've got to drink it slowly? Is it like a sort of slow drink?
I don't know. I think it's like a Chinese kind of thing. Like they also like have this thing where uncles would be like drinking it for breakfast and they'll crack a raw egg in it for extra protein.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm like, no, thank you. Like, just give me my alcohol. Like, no eggs. Yeah. Eggs separately. Cooked too. No raw eggs in my beer. I've never tried that. I think I might try it one day, but
yeah.
One should not waste alcohol like that, right?
I like the idea of egg drop stout.
You should try it. And then tell me if I should try it. Because I've never tried it.
You do get versions of stouts called breakfast stouts or milk stouts that are, you know, supposed to be more of a daytime. There's lots of... I used to help run a like craft beer bar, so I know all about the fancy stouts.
You're coming live from the sort of drinking capital of the US as well, basically. So.
Breakfast stout. Why haven't I tried that shit?
Yeah. We'll have to get one to you.
I've been to America like a couple times now, and I've never heard of that. I've been to IHOP though. I love that shit.
Oh yeah.
And In-N-Out. Oh my god, the burger is so good. Price is shit.
Food here is ridiculous.
It's amazing. Like I almost got kicked out of Margaritaville. Fun time.
Incredible.
We won't press you for the details on the record, just in case anything's pending. So we were just talking beforehand. You were saying that you've got like a really busy May coming up, which is wonderful to hear. I just wanted to know generally, like how wrestling out of Singapore, Southeast Asia scene, I feel like it's something that's sort of building up, and you know, we're starting to see more and more about it. I mean, how often do you get to wrestle, or have you been able to wrestle recently?
So like Singapore, we try to do shows about every 2 weeks. My boss is trying to get us to wrestle more by getting some deals out. So our next main show is actually in May, but actually in like a couple of days time, 19th of April, we're actually doing, what are we doing? A match show in a bar.
Cool.
So we're going to get drinks and we're going to get wrestling. It's the best of both worlds for me. For the non-alcoholics, I'm so sorry. They got a Coke. They can drink at Coca-Cola's and Sprite and shit. But yeah, so we get to do that. Like about every 2 months, we get like our main show. Mm-hmm. In between, we kind of like try to get, you know, on with our daily lives with like full-time jobs and stuff. Because pro wrestling is not so common or like such a widespread sport in Southeast Asia, especially. The promotions like in Southeast Asia are growing. They've grown for a very long time. I mean, COVID kind of like turned things back in time. But yeah, they're all thriving and all that. So there's definitely more opportunities these days, which is awesome to know. And like, so I have in May, on May 4th, I'm doing Vietnam Pro Wrestling with Yuki.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's a Kami Fuku versus Alexis freaking Lee for the freaking time ever. In like the second country that we wrestled in, which is amazing.
That's very cool.
And like, we'll make history. Like, we'll see who's the better person, who's going to get crowned the first VPW's women's champion.
Absolutely.
You're one of the first women to wrestle in Vietnam as well. You know, you're sort of making moves.
History written all over this face. I made history as Singapore's first female pro wrestler, as the first who have wrestled all around Southeast Asia alongside Crystal, but still, whatever. And like, I was in the first ever women's match in Vietnam, and now for the first ever women's championship match.
Yeah, it's very cool.
There shouldn't be any other champion except me. Like, it doesn't make sense. But yeah, like, Kamifuku versus Lee, round three. We went like one-on-one in Singapore twice. We are evenly tied at 1-1. So this is going to be a tiebreaker. This is going to be interesting, you know, for a brand new title without a Queen of Asia on the line. I should really get the title so I could, like, you know, collect all the belts in Asia and stuff.
Well, it seems like, you know, once you get hold of a belt, you don't let it go very quickly. You know, most of your title reigns seem to stretch quite a long time. So.
Don't say it like that.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing, you know. But
I've got some pretty good competition for my titles, but I'm like just a better one.
But it does feel like, you know, you're in the conversation when people talk about the Southeast Asian scene. I think you're viewed as a bit of a, you know, you're a bit of a trendsetter. You know, there's not... When you look at, you know, who's the leading lights of that scene, you know, you're one of the names that comes up very, very quickly. I mean, do you get that sense? Do people sort of come to you for advice, or, you know, or do you just try and block out the noise a bit?
Well, I tend to like just keep to myself on social media, I guess. Mm. Like, it's mostly about sharing like random things from my life. So not a lot of people, like, I mean, if they reach out to me, I try to reply, but usually I'm very busy with everyday life, you know, work, part-time jobs. So between full-time, part-time wrestling, and trying to like keep my brain in, not into overdrive. So I'm like, these days I'm like trying to do some art. Like, it's shit, but it's still something good for my brain.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, I don't think a lot of people tend to like bother me too much. Usually we just talk a lot of bullshit with each other, so it doesn't feel like that burdensome, you know. It's not like people are asking for help and all that shit.
I see you're a bit of an artist. You design your own merch?
I do, because I want to save money. More money for alcohol.
There's a particularly, well, it's a good selection of t-shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees. If you haven't checked them out, ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you to do so.
The latest ones that I posted are ones that I've done. Mm-hmm. So prior, like, my older shirts were designed like with various artists and stuff. And I love doing that, but it kind of like, it's hard for me to put out like what I envision in my head into letting the designers know precisely what I want, because like by the time like things come back to me, I'm like, it's not quite what I want. And then I feel bad for like giving like all these 10,000 different like directions to go into, when at the beginning I'm like, yeah, it's true, it's good. It's the worst, I know.
That is how it gets. That is the life of a designer, though, isn't it? You know, to like, oh yeah, okay.
And I'm like a crap artist. Like, I learned. I picked up my first iPad when like during COVID times. I was like, you know, it's the perfect time to finally just learn graphics. Like, learn to draw digitally, because, you know, we're stuck at home, we've got nothing to do, and I was like, this is pretty fun. But it's hard, you know, like putting out things that you draw, because like personally I think it's shit, and like I just need like so many people to tell me that it's good.
Yeah.
And like
that's just doing anything creative, I think, is it's so difficult to believe that anything you could create is really good. Yeah. Certainly, that's my experience.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That happens all the time for me. I'm like, fuck, I don't... I don't trust myself.
Yeah.
But I better make the money.
Are you as harsh a critic over your matches, do you find?
I am. That's why I have to drink. Like, if not, like, I'm just going to be super bad on myself, and like, I'm just going to like blow my brains out just thinking of like all the ways things would have been better and stuff. And like, that is not helping anyone because like the match is already done. All I can do is just hope that my opponent like feels happy, and like, there's no injuries, we come out unscathed, and like, perfection.
Yeah.
So I guess this might be quite a hard question to answer in that case, but do you have any favorites that sort of stick out that you'd kind of direct people that haven't seen your work to?
Oh, one of my favorite matches was with Hiroyo Matsumoto. So like, the story behind that match was quite funny. Like, we were supposed to wrestle in Hong Kong, and like, my friends, a couple of my friends from Singapore actually flew all the way to Hong Kong just to support me.
Oh, wow.
And like, days before that, we found out that we needed like visa, so we couldn't work.
Like,
we couldn't work the show. Yeah, that sucks. But it was fun because I had a good time with Hiroyo, like, in Hong Kong. Like, we went to Disneyland and like, went shopping, went eating and all that stuff. It was like a little vacation.
Oh, that's nice.
So we booked that match for Singapore. That was great. It was the first time I ever put on the skeleton face paint.
Yeah.
And that's the only time my parents have ever watched me wrestle.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the only time live. And like, I've been trying to convince them, like, you know, that I really like am super passionate about wrestling and everything, because they're the typical Asian parents where they don't want their daughter to be doing something dangerous. They want me to be safe.
Right.
And like, I brought them to the show, and then I got thrown around like a rag doll. That was
oh no.
That was showing my parents how totally safe it was. Watching the eldest daughter just getting thrown like a doll around the ring. But it was so much fun. Like, yeah, I remember my dad after the show, he was like going up to the ring and be like kind of like testing everything. I was like, ooh, how this feels like and everything. It was very fun. He's a child like me, but an older version. Yeah. So that match with Hiro was awesome.
Yeah.
So much fun.
So that was Singapore Pro Wrestling, was it?
Yeah. I think back in maybe 2016 or something like that. It's quite a while back.
Yeah.
I'll have to dig that out.
Yeah, you've really had the opportunity to wrestle some incredible talent, you know, not just the, you know, locals, but more. You've had from Japan, you've had obviously Kamiyu, Mizuki, Mei Suruga, Emi Sakura, Riho, and you got Maya Yukihi on the horizon as well. Like, you know, such amazing opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very lucky because, like, there is a lot of female wrestlers in the Southeast Asian scene. So I always get really fortunate with these opportunities. It kind of sucks in a way, like, I don't have enough girls, but then it's like, yay, I get to wrestle overseas opponents. So I can't really complain.
I imagine you're setting the trend, though. You know, you're probably inspiring a lot of young girls around the region to, you know, take up pro wrestling.
I hope so. Working on it.
Who wouldn't be impressed by the Lion City Hit Girl and be like, yep, I want to do that?
Asian upbringing is that word. Deny that otherwise.
I do think that there are some really exciting wrestlers in that region, though. Like, of course, you know, yourself at the top of the list, but, you know, Nordiana, you mentioned Crystal earlier, who I think is just absolutely brilliant. I mean, is there anyone for folks that haven't been able to explore the scene much, who would you sort of say to look into or do a bit of research into?
There's so many talented guys out there too, like so many amazing promotions. Like, just off the top of my head, like my PW, Malaysian Pro Wrestling, set up in Thailand. Like, one of my favorites is like World Underground Wrestling that's in Philippines. They've brought me over a couple times. Like, it's just a different environment there. It's so much fun. And like, recently I did Korea. Like, the people in Korea were so nice to me. They are building their roster and all that stuff. They've got great up and coming wrestlers. Some of them are going to Japan, actually. Like Pro Wrestling Society in Korea, they are working actually with Kyushu, with Tajiri. So
Ah,
that is
yes.
like amazing news for them. Like they've got a good mentorship come like going on. Like I think you guys, like everyone should like just pay attention to like outside of Japan as well, like in those companies. All these up and coming talents are so good. They'll do amazing if given the right opportunities to really like just get out there, you know.
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm really glad you mentioned the pro wrestling career thing, because I saw the clip that you put up from that match. It looked absolutely insane, like wrestling in a bar. I think it was for a drag
And it
night,
was
wasn't it?
so much fun. It was my first time watching drags. Like, I've never watched drag queens, and like, damn, they was killing it. And like, yeah, the bar was like, it's a small little place. Like, it's amazing. I was holding on to like the rafters, like doing some crazy shit on one of the guys. And the best part, I got alcohol. It's always the best part.
How much did they tell you before you got there? Like, did you know what you were walking into with that one?
I knew I was doing a bar show. I just didn't
Yeah.
know like how the environment would look like until I got there. I was like, oh, this is cool. And I didn't expect like so many people that I wanted to like run through the crowd and was like every like step I still have to like, excuse me, I'm sorry, excuse. Like it's not a run, it's like a walk through the crowd. And start running, I was like, I couldn't get that whole like vibe of me running. But like Korea was important, like in the sense that I've been to Korea a couple of times, like for travel and all that stuff. I did my internship there. So I
Oh,
actually had
cool.
a Korean roommate who like knew me from like 10 years ago. And she's known like I was super big into pro wrestling and all that stuff, like since I was Oh, I started when I was 18, so that was 11 years back. So when I met her, I was in wrestling, but I wasn't that popular-ish yet. I was just starting out. So like she's seen me like here and then like throughout the 10 years, and she's never watched me wrestle.
Oh, wow.
So that show in Korea like was the first time she watched me wrestle, and like her mom even came as well. So her mom was like, it's like in her 60s, I think early 60s. And like she's like just dancing it out with like the drag queens during the performances and stuff. And like she's just like so open in an LGBT bar. It's amazing. It's so weird because it's like it's so damn awkward if I brought my mom to like a gay bar. And like have my and how awkward would it be if I saw my mom dancing with one of the queens? Like I can't imagine. But yeah, it was amazing to see like how much they supported me like all these years, and like that they came all the way down to an environment that is unfamiliar to them, and like just to watch me, just to support me. And like I just really wanted to wrestle in front of them, and I managed to when I did my recent trip. So yay.
That's awesome. Have you got any plans to go back to Korea?
I was telling them like, you know, once your female trainees are ready to wrestle, like let me bring one of my friends over. Like we'll do a tag match. Let's help the girls. Let's build the women division like in freaking Asia. Cause seriously, I need more girls. I've wrestled Crystal 10 times. We need new blood.
Yeah. And it's kind of one of those things as well. You get better by, wrestling better people. And so it's a case of you've had these great opportunities to kind of wrestle amazing talent from Japan, and you're hopefully get to return that favor, so to speak, to the up and comers elsewhere in Asia.
I want the new girls and stuff. Like I want more opportunities like in media as well for the new talents. Like 'cause I feel very fortunate that I get covered in all these like different media outlets. But yeah, the rest also need that, man. They need to share their story. They need to like show the fans and other people like how passionate they are. So I hope that they get those opportunities, because there's only so much stories I can tell.
Oh yeah. Well, that's yeah.
Yeah.
I totally get it. Let's do some silly questions just to get to
Let's
know
do
you more
it.
personally. All right. So first one, what's your preferred pizza topping?
I'm more of a meat lover now. I used to love Hawaiian, but now meat. Like, give me pepperoni.
I'm with you.
Strong, strong. Full meat. And you mentioned about wrestling, a few wrestlers from Japan. Have you ever got into karaoke culture? And if so, what's your song?
Oh, shit. Well, karaoke culture is pretty big here in Singapore too, because, Chinese. So, like, yeah, my generation, I feel like super old saying it, but my generation, we tend to sing more of Chinese songs.
Okay, interesting.
So I love like a good old like Chinese song. Like Jay Chou songs are like a good favorite. Like his old songs, like shit, what was it? Zhihua Tai, like it's like chrysanthemum something. I forgot what's the last name. Shit, like Night Song, yeah, she. I don't know how to say it in English, but it's like old school Jay Chou songs. I like really nice to sing in KTV. Best. I think I might bring Yukihi to a KTV when it's over.
Amazing.
Do it 100%.
I want to. I'm just going to like bust her eardrums, but I want to. I want to see like how much she'll sing and drink. Like, we'll see.
And if you're going to like a convenience store, what are your go-to snacks?
Ooh, Singapore's convenience store does have like local kind of food. I always go for like curry chicken rice. That's like so good. Like it's not like Japanese curry, it's like the spicy Indian curry kind of. Urgh. Love that shit.
Bit of bite to it,
So good. And it's like $5. Like take my money
That's a good
and
deal.
give to the carbohydrates. Like give it to me.
100%.
And are there any interests or hobbies you have outside of pro wrestling that people might not know about?
Well, my life revolves around wrestling so much now. Like even like learning to do digital art, it's mostly just to make more money for my wrestling. But well, I used to play badminton. But it's
Oh,
becoming
cool.
more and more expensive here in Singapore, so that's like something I don't really do. So I do love like cycling in the bike parks. Like that is so chill until kids come along. Yeah, pretty much these days it's just like chilling on in the bed with my girlfriend and the farting dog
Tell me about your
who
dog.
farts to my face. He loves cuddles. Like every time we go back home, he would just like keep barking and he's like, oh, there's someone. And then he's like, when he sees you, he's like, yeah, here. And he runs to you and just lays down and belly up. He's like, give me those
Oh,
belly rubs. You owe it to me.
what a cutie.
I missed it. Yeah, he just wants the belly rubs.
What's his name?
Cookie.
Cookie. Oh,
But
that's
he's
very sweet.
white.
Yes. What a cute little
He
guy.
should be called Cream. I should get like a brown dog and call it Oreo
Yeah, there we go.
then.
Yeah, why not?
But Cookie's my girlfriend's dog, so the name was not up to me. I was just there for the later part of his life.
Oh,
I
that's
had in mind
nice.
already, like if I had my own pet, like I want to name like a corgi like Kirin after the beer.
I
If I
like
got
that.
like a black sheep, I'll call it
Perfect.
Guinness.
Yes. I like that
Some
idea a lot.
solid ass for
Absolutely,
some solid
100%.
ass pets.
We're hoping to get a dog this year.
Oh,
I'm
cute.
gonna
I
hit
just
you
need
up
a
with some
corgi
names.
now. It's so expensive though,
Oh
isn't
yeah.
it?
Good God. Yeah. Because we
COVID just put the prices up.
Oh yeah, and we're probably gonna have to. We'd like to rescue ideally, but we're probably gonna have because I've got a young daughter. She's only three, so we're probably gonna have to get a puppy. So yeah, it's gonna be through the roof, I'm sure.
My
But it's a
parents didn't
puppy.
let me have a puppy. I got a hamster when I was in high school, but that's because I took the hamster in without my parents knowing until I brought home the cage, and then I got a big earful from them.
I've been, because I can't have, because we got the cats, we can't have a dog as well, like, because one of our cats doesn't get on with dogs. So I've
My
been
dad knows
what
such a fun household.
the two cats are very good. But so I walk rescue dogs. I walk dogs that are up for adoption most days, and it's so cute. So I get to meet a new adorable dog every day. It's very nice.
How do you cope with not taking them
It's
home?
very hard. I met a really nice one yesterday, a like a big tank of a pit bull called China, spelt the same way as the wrestler, which I thought was very cool.
That is very cool. Yeah.
You gotta train that dog out, man. You gotta train China up to be like built, like muscles bulging and shit.
She was a real sweetie. That was nice.
Yeah. I feel like Cookie should have a partner, but
Yes.
if we get another dog, like Cookie's gonna be like so miserable because he
Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
like dogs.
Oh, and won't get all the attention anymore. Has to share the
That's the thing,
attention.
isn't it?
It's
That's
like
the
I need
thing.
the attention. Like I don't like it. He doesn't like sharing, it seems.
He just wants, cuddles from you and the girlfriend, and to just
Yeah.
keep letting rip.
He's introverted until he gets belly rubs. Yeah, that's his characteristics,
I can
his
understand that.
personality.
What a guy.
So just to roll back to the wrestling, I suppose we should roll back to wrestling. So what's the kind of plan for you going forward? What do you have any goals that you're trying to achieve, or sort of places you particularly want to wrestle? What do the next couple of years look like for Alexis Lee?
So the plan for 2024 was to wrestle in both Korea and Japan. So Korea is done. Yay!
Woo, tick.
And I might have something planned for Japan soon. That
Ooh, that's exciting.
is up to the social media to be like posting and shit. But I'm working things out for things in Japan, and we'll see. The girlfriend will join me probably.
Hell
But
yeah. Nice.
not bring the dog along
No.
because troublesome. But we will probably go visit some more dogs because I
Oh.
want doggies.
Yes.
But we'll see. Probably in the next couple weeks, something might be up. Something might not be
Nice.
up. We'll see. Well, it's going to be a busy May anyway, so
Yeah. Why not make it busier?
yeah, make it busier, man. Make like just max out my year. Like I just want to like wrestle everywhere.
Hell yeah. Have
And
you ever looked into going to Australia? Because they've got
I
some
did.
absolutely brilliant
I
women's wrestlers there.
wrestled in Perth like a couple years back, like
Oh,
before
wow.
COVID. So actually, I won my first championship title in Australia, which
Oh,
is
yeah.
so I was like the AEW's women's champion, and I had a whole storyline going on over there with this amazing person, Roxy Riott, who unfortunately has passed away recently.
Oh,
But
no. Gosh.
she's amazing. She was so much fun to work with. Like I miss her and all that shit, but yeah, it's like something very interesting because like no one in Southeast Asia, like none of the wrestlers in Southeast Asia has won a title overseas then, like outside of the region.
Yep.
So like I made history again, yay!
Yeah.
You can't stop. You
Just
can't
gonna
stop
keep
making
making
history.
history.
Yeah, like I just can't stop it, you know. Like I should be in the Guinness World Records or something. You know,
Yeah, Guinness
like,
should sponsor you.
that would make sense with the black and white gear and everything.
like
Yeah,
the Guinness World Record and the Guinness beer, like
yeah.
the stouts, like
You
it
got to
goes
wrestle
hand
in
in
our
hand.
island, haven't you? Yes, it.
But yeah, so Australia was fun. I want to go back to Australia. I
Yeah.
want to bring them over as well. She's never been to Australia, so that's something we're looking to for probably next year.
Cool.
We've got
Is
some travel plans.
yeah. So you obviously
We're
like your
stuck.
travel.
Yeah, we're stuck in Singapore. We kind of need to travel.
Yeah.
It's a really tiny country,
Oh,
you know?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the kind of the good thing is, it's got a really great airport. Like, it's a real great hub to go everywhere else.
I think it's the only country where people go to the airport for fun.
Really?
Like we used to like just go to the airport to like just chill.
Yeah. Like a mall or
Like so
something.
many students would actually go to the airport to study.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I
Beats
love
me
this.
why. I would not
This.
travel all the way down there just to freaking study.
No.
Like we have Starbucks for that, but no, they need to go to the Starbucks that's in like all the way at the airport. And like they're like, okay, yeah, sure.
I kind of get it because like airports do make you feel quite excited. Like, there's like a, oh, we're going somewhere, or you can get, I don't know. I can kind of see it, but it depends if it's a nice airport or not. We've got a few over here in the UK,
It's
which you would
nice.
not want to be in for a long period of time. So, yeah.
I was stuck in I think Heathrow for like about 10 hours. I had a 10 hour stopover.
Yeah.
Was like in Gatwick, I think, and then
Oh,
I had to
yeah.
go to Heathrow. So 10 hours was such a freaking long
It's
time.
too
Yeah.
long.
Yeah, too long.
I was like, oof, I miss my Singapore airport.
Is it, what is it, Changi is the Singapore airport? Is that
Changi,
right?
yeah.
Yeah.
Changi. So we've got four terminals and one freaking amazing waterfall of a shopping mall.
Yeah.
That's no,
I'm gonna
it's
Google this now.
insane.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to come to Singapore 10 years ago.
Things have changed so much.
Yeah, it was nice. I liked it.
Gotta see the indoor waterfall.
The
Like,
food's, yeah, the food's amazing. Like all the because was it? There's like three sort of big kind of cult food cultures in Singapore, from the kind of like Malay, the Chinese, and is it Indian as well? I want to say.
yeah. So like Chinese, Malay, Indian, and Eurasians.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was great. I had a lovely time, and my grandma lived there in the 70s.
That is so long ago.
Yeah, so I have a bit. So I have a bit of a connection with Singapore.
You gotta come back and
Yeah, I'd
see
love to come
the
back.
changes since God knows when. There's too much changes. There's
Yeah.
so much. It's amazing.
Oh, I can
It's
imagine.
so
Like,
expensive too.
oh, so expensive.
Yeah.
When I got my bill for my Singapore sling at the raffles, my eyes nearly popped out of my head.
Welcome to Singapore. You need a drink? You gotta pay a lot of money. Since,
But a lovely place. I just couldn't, I think for me the it was amazing because like I from Singapore I then took the bus up into Malaysia, and just basically crossing over from Singapore into Malaysia, like the infrastructure, and it just changes so dramatically. The second you're over that border, it sort of is just like much more rustic compared to like super
yeah.
tidy, clean, high tech Singapore.
Like even like the routes from Singapore like to Malaysia, like slowly as you go there, like you can see how like worn out the buildings were. So it's kind of like, yeah, it's very different. Like Singapore, like in the city, it's all the skyscrapers, it's also like pretty and bright and super shiny. It's like a shiny Pokemon thrown in your face.
So shiny.
Yeah, but like it's amazing. It's nice. Like I love it. But so expensive.
Yeah. Is there anything you particularly miss about Singapore when you are away from home?
I do miss the food sometimes. Like when I'm overseas for like a long period of time. Like recently last year where we did a trip to America for like 3 weeks. It's almost 1 month. It was a pretty long trip. It's like what food can we eat? Because we went there, we were eating like Vietnamese pho, we were eating Chinese.
Oh, the Chinese food. Oh my God, don't get me started.
We were like eating like Asian food in America. And we're like, should we be eating something American? Probably, we've been eating Chinese foods and stuff like that. Like we were eating Japanese food too. All the way in America, we're like the first couple of days we were just Asian food, Asian food, Asian food. Right. Should probably do something else. Like we should probably eat some burgers or something, to make it feel like an
Barbecue, yeah.
America.
Whereabouts in
Yeah.
America did you visit?
Oh, there was a couple places like that doesn't quite make sense. So we flew over like from Singapore all the way to California, to Los Angeles. Spent a couple of days there. Then we drove up to Las Vegas.
Oh.
Had a nice blast gambling. So much fun. I don't really gamble, but my girlfriend has unlocked that Asian potential in me to just throw money on the table and hope it comes back in some form or another. The alcohol was fun there though, like in the casino. But every single time we move the table or we just walk somewhere, and then they were like passports. Because you know, Asians don't look old
Yes.
enough. Like the girlfriend and I was like walking around and stuff. We kept going back to where the family was gambling. And like they checked our passports like at least I think 5 to 7 times.
Oh,
Like
wow.
the
My
manager that's
goodness.
in charge of the area was like, they're cool, don't keep checking them, like they're cool. They're freaking old. Like stop it. Once in her 30s already, like stop it. So that was fun. Yeah, so we went to Vegas. Then we flew to shit, where did we fly to? Starts with P. I can't remember. Shit, I can't remember. But that's where we took the port for the cruise to Alaska.
Yeah, I suspect it was probably
Oh no, we
Portland,
went to
Oregon.
Seattle. Yeah, we went to
Yeah,
Seattle. Oh my
Seattle.
god, I thought it was P. Yeah, so Seattle. I remember now because Grey's Anatomy. So we went to Seattle for a couple like 2 days. Visited some places. Her brother works there, like he
Oh,
studied there as well,
cool.
like in America. So he was kind of bringing us around in Seattle. We had so much fun on those electric scooters because Singapore is illegal. We don't have that shit for the most part. Everything's illegal in Singapore. Just
Oh, yeah.
welcome to Singapore. Everything's illegal. Alcohol is expensive. Good luck.
No chewing gum.
Yeah, none.
No chewing gum.
Good luck.
Yeah, chewing gum
It's
is
illegal.
banned. Yeah, it's legal.
Oh, wow. Gosh, I had no idea.
Like, you have to,
Yeah.
like, give it up at the airport. If you've, like, come into the country with chewing gum, it goes in the,
Really?
like, contraband bin.
Technically, we do bring it back from Malaysia too. You just can't
Naughty.
sell it. But like,
Black market chewing gum.
but no vapes. Vapes are illegal here. Like vaping.
Oh, wow, okay.
But that is something surprising for a lot of people. Like no e-cigarette, nothing of that sort. You gotta have like actual tobacco that you can see, you know?
Just smoke like a grown up.
Yeah,
Yeah,
traditional.
that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. God. Yeah,
Traditional
that's.
Singapore. Yeah.
Wow. Gosh, I had no idea. This is great.
It's honestly a really fa it's such a fascinating place. I really
I'd
liked
love
it.
to go. I'd love to go. And I'd love to go see the wrestling there as well, you know, because they got the SPW Grapple Max course as well. I'm sure there's others. I'd be
We're
fascinated
bringing
to see.
so many people over here. Like our budget's off the roof. Like what even is budget anymore? Just
When I was in Malaysia, it just so happened that WWE were in Kuala Lumpur when I was there. So I went and caught WWE in Malaysia, which was very cool.
Did you manage to like meet the wrestlers as well? Like the
No.
meet and greet? Did they have any meet and
I
greets
think they
or
did.
like no?
I found out about it like the day of. I turned up like I turned up real late. Just 'cause I saw a poster and I was like, "Oh my God, I gotta go to that."
They did the meet and greet, I think, in Singapore for the front row. Like those people bought
Oh,
like
nice.
the really expensive tickets.
Oh, I'm sure.
So the one where 2019 was my first ever like WWE show. So I was like,
Oh, wow.
my friend got me tickets and like because we were doing the tryouts that same year as well, we got to meet with Becky and Drew, like
Oh,
so we were the
wow.
last people like for the meet and greet thing, and then we just like got to chill with them a bit. Even with Shinsuke too, like we met with Shinsuke while he was doing like the media scrums kind of thing, like before the real life. And what else did we meet?
What a cool experience.
For the event, I think it was just that, yeah. It was really fun.
How did you find the tryout?
Oh shit.
Oh, really?
No, like tryouts was 4 days of so much fun. It's not easy. They really push it to limits. And we're in a brand new different country with like different environment, different climate and stuff. It's not an easy kind of thing that, you know, you're training what 8 times a day, 8 hours a day, morning to evening. And like we all got so tired that we were actually. We had two choices for meals. Like one was where the stadium was, and the other one was far, far away. So after the first day of like going to the far away one, we were like, nope, let's get burgers for every meal.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was like tired of that. Like, give me a second, let me lock up the place. He just left me, abandoned me.
the light's turning off as we speak. Well, I guess in many ways we should probably use that as a opportunity to sign off, because you've been very generous with your time.
Yeah, this has been great. Late,
but this has been wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, anything before you go? Anything you'd like to plug? Social media, merch, anything like that?
So I just created my Big Cartel website. So it's alexislee.bigcartel.com. You can follow me on my socials. On Instagram, it's alexis_frigging_lee. Twitter, it's alexislee_xy. And XY is for people who understand if they knew my Chinese name. I always like hidden picture in there. Yeah.
I'll link all of those in the show notes so people can find those. You know, just thank you so much for, you know, giving us your time. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
100%.
Thanks for having me, man.
And we're back. And that was the Lion City hit girl, Alexis Lee. I'm sure you'll all agree that she's a hell of a lot of fun. We absolutely could have talked to her for hours. But do let us know what you thought of this one. You can get in touch with us at WrestlingPod on Twitter and Instagram. And we got a good old-fashioned email if you'd like to get in touch with us that way, which is wrestlingpod@gmail.com. And you can also find all our links at wrestlingpod.com. If you enjoy what we do here, then there is a couple of ways you can support the podcast financially. We've got both a Patreon and a Ko-fi. You can give a monthly recurring donation via Patreon. And depending on what level you subscribe at, there's a variety of rewards. If you just like to give a one-off donation, then Ko-fi is the way to go. And I'll pop both these links in our show notes. And as always, a big thank you to Steve, who helps keep the lights on here at Wrestling Pod Towers. And finally, thank you for listening. Whether it's your first time or 120-something time, we really appreciate you being here. And until next time, stay happy, stay safe, and enjoy the graps.